WZON. Boston's Olympic bid is over for 2024. The USOC and the city mutually agreed earlier today to end that bid as well. That's a look at our headlines here as we kick off the second hour. We'll talk with Ryan Hannibal of WEEI in Boston, some Red Sox and Patriots talk in a little bit. But let's kick off this hour by connecting on the Tiller and Rye telephone line with the new Senior Associate Athletic Director at the University of Maine, Lynn Coutts. Lynn, good afternoon.
Hey, Rich, how are you?
Well, I'm doing great. Congratulations on the new job.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a pleasure to serve the University of Maine and continue my journey in the athletics department.
Well, and it's been one that's gone on for quite a while here as a player, a graduate of the University of Maine, and it feels like one more step along a path that makes perfect sense for anybody who knows you and your love of the university.
Yeah, it's been great. As a student athlete, it was wonderful, and I remember working in the marketing department and being an assistant coach and then coming back to be a head coach and now moving along. So it's been so fun, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Now, I was going to ask you if it's hard for you to give up softball, but you're still working softball. You've got a camp going.
Yeah, we've got 98 kids this week, and that is our largest camp as of yet. I'm really excited about that. And on the softball side, you know, I don't worry much about that program with Mike being there. I am still going to help out with pitchers, but you know what? We're going to be status quo. We're just going to get better, and I'm excited about that.
Well, it's got to be nice, too, to know that you guys have got something that can keep you here in the area for a while.
Oh, we love it here. You know, and people, I go out of state, and some of the travel coaches will be like, is it hard to recruit to go to Maine? I go, no. I turn people away all the time, and people are excited to come up here. It's a beautiful place to be, and I can't imagine being anywhere else.
Now, Mike's got to be excited, too. I know he's been working a lot on scheduling and a guy with immense amounts of coaching experience through the years, but great to have that opportunity for him. And, man, the family's had a pretty good week.
We've had a good week. You know, I remember telling that he would be a head coach again someday, and I just forgot to tell him that it was going to be for softball. But he's excited about that, too. Oh, my goodness. He's enjoyed it. Loves the girls. They work hard for him. The transition's going to be pretty smooth. So I made sure everybody knew what the plans were. My first concern was the team, but I let them know that I'm in a great position to continue to help them and to help the rest of the department and the rest of the teams.
So in your new role, you're responsible for things like compliance, Title IX enforcement, financial aid, the student-athlete code of conduct as well. What are you most excited about in this new position?
Gee, it's a lot of the things that I'm already doing. I think the relationship building amongst the coaches, our department across campus and across the state, I think that's mostly what I'm excited about. The people, we have great people. Carlton has been awesome. He has put a lot of faith in me, and you know, we've only known each other for about a year and a half or so now, but I see his vision. I'm excited about where he wants to take the department. I want to be part of it. I want to help any way I can.
Well, and I've talked to every coach I've spoken with tells me the same thing, and I see it as sort of an insider, but mostly on the outside, that there is a unity, a sense of purpose among the coaching staff that has not always been a part of University of Maine Athletics, and I think a big part of that has to go to the leadership of Carlton.
Absolutely. He sees the importance of that, and you know, I think the great part of me moving into administration is having a head coach that has the experience of, you know, riding the bus to UMBC, passing out meal money, raking the field. I feel like I've done all of the things that I would be helping other people continue to do. So I think the unity of the coaches is huge. I think we're going to really work on that even more. And then coupled with just the communication with our staff, I mean, everybody has a huge role here at the University of Maine. Everyone's got to play a part. To me, I'm still coaching. I'm just not coaching, you know, softball players. I'm coaching people.
So what are your priorities in the position going forward?
Well, priority-wise, I mean, obviously compliance is a huge priority for us. We've got Dan Morrissey, who's our director of compliance. I will oversee that. Obviously the academic part of it as well, working closely with Ann Maxim, making sure everybody stays eligible. But that's kind of our biggest priority, is just making sure those things, NCAA-wise, in combination with the university. So that's a first thing. And then just the communication part. Honestly, it's just keeping everybody together, moving forward, and working towards our goals.
What's the biggest challenge the athletic department faces, Lynn?
You know, I don't look at many challenges. I mean, everyone, to me, there's so much opportunity, and I guess you can be someone who looks at the challenges as negative in working. We don't have this, we don't have that. I never live that way. So I think my job is to make sure the positive outweighs the negative. We're definitely going to have some challenges. I mean, we're always fundraising. We're working on our budget. But I think that's the biggest thing. I try to find every positive in everything that we do, and we face it. It's like playing a sport. I mean, there are things that you can control and things you can't control. But if you've got everybody headed in the right direction, you're going to get there.
Well, and that's why you're in that position, and that's why you've been a success.
So. Well, I enjoy it, and I the relationships with you guys and the support that we get from the community and the excitement that we see, and I see every day. I see it in my summer camp here with 98 kids coming, parents come at the end. Kids, I just got a great letter from a kid from last week, and I'm like, you know, this is why we do what we do here. At University of Maine, you bring kids on campus, not just for athletics, but they could potentially be students here. And that's what we do.
Well, I'm so excited for you, Lynn, but excited as an alum, excited for the university as well. It's great to have someone with your talent and your knowledge of the university in this position. And I think it's going to be a great match going forward.
Well, I appreciate it. I am excited. I'm just ready to get going. I've got to get through this week and another, and then away we go.
Now, we say here, kind of kiddingly, that when people come on the show and they become regulars, like you were during softball season, that good things happen. We call it the downtown bump, and I'd like to be able to take some credit for the promotion, but I think it probably has a lot more to do with your talent, intelligence, and abilities.
Well, you know what, though? But who would have known if I wasn't on the radio? Huh? I'm sure Carlson listens all the time.
Yes.
And the support that I've gotten from so many people. People I don't even know, but say, you know, great job, congratulations. I heard you on Rich Kimball's show. I'm like, wow, this is awesome. So people are listening, Rich.
Only three or four, but they're really loyal.
My best three or four friends. Right?
Ah, there you go. Lynn, we're so happy for you. Congratulations again. Good luck with camp, and we'll talk with you soon.
You got it. Thanks so much.
As Lynn Coots, the new Senior Associate Athletic Director at the University of Maine.